This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea says that it is removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. South Korea's trade ministers say that the new category was for countries that have managed their export controls in a way that violates international norms. New Trump administration rules are taking effect that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration and is part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A key U.S. lawmaker is warning China against harsh reprisals on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, thousands of whom occupied the territory's international airport Monday. It forced the cancellation of all flights. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Twitter, "The people of Hong Kong are bravely standing up to the Chinese Communist Party as Beijing tries to encroach on their autonomy and freedom. Any violent crackdown will be completely unacceptable." China on Monday termed the protest terrorism. This is VOA News. The Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan acknowledged that the video of the 11-year-old sobbing was emotional, but says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave it to others to decide.
The suspect in Norway's mosque shooting has appeared in court. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The head of Norway's domestic security agency says officials had received a vague tip a year ago about the suspected gunman in Saturday's Oslo mosque shooting, but it was not sufficient to act on as there weren't any concrete plans of attack. Consequently, the official says he didn't see any reason to change the overall threat assessment for Norway. The suspect, Philip Manshaus, is accused of an attempted terrorist attack on the mosque and separately killing his teenage stepsister. In court, he looked bruised and scratched, but smiling. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. authorities said Monday that a friend of the Dayton, Ohio gunman who killed 9 people in 30-second burst of mayhem bought him body armor, a gun accessory, and a 100-round magazine earlier this year. Prosecutors in the Midwest city said that Ethan Colley told authorities that he bought the items for the shooter, Connor Betts, and kept them at his apartment so the shooter's parents would not find the gear. Gun owners in New Zealand turned in more than 10,000 firearms in a buyback program established after the country's worst mass shooting in modern history. New Zealand banned most automatic and semi-automatic weapons after a gunman shot and killed 51 people and wounded scores more at 2 Christchurch mosque in March. The buyback program continues until December 20th. Rescue operations continue in 4 Indian states where monsoon floods have killed nearly 200 people and forced more than 1 million from their homes. The western and southern states have been inundated by heavy rains and flooded rivers. The southern state of Kerala, a tourist haven known for its beaches and resorts, has been the worst hit region. The death toll there reached 76 Monday, while 116 people were reportedly killed in other 3 states. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice OAY1, the voice